Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all for the glory of God. That means you go to the dining room for His glory. In the room where you stay, you keep your room right for the glory. You are here to study. You're here to get your lessons. And you can't say amen and get a good grade on that. You can't say praise the Lord and get a high grade on that. We don't give any grades here along that line. We expect that. We expect you, if you were a Christian, to project. And that's the Bible. Now, that's Christianity brought down to earth. But that's the only kind of Christianity we have on this earth. Christianity brought down to the earth. That's Christianity we have. We are in the world. But we are not of the world. We are here, but this is not our home. We are pilgrims and strangers passing through. Well, that is, if you're a Christian. Now, I'm not talking to you if you're not a Christian. You're not even in the family. You're of the world and you're saved. You have no heavenly view till you get right. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You can't even see it, much less be in it. And if you saw it, you wouldn't know it. A man who hadn't been born again wouldn't know righteousness when he saw it. We judge things by our conception of righteousness. Nicodemus was a respectable, nice, high-class fellow. He went to see Jesus one night, and Jesus said, "You got to be born again." He had religion, but he didn't have Christ. He couldn't see without the stimulating power of a new birth. Why, a PhD can't see spiritual values as well as a poor little humble woman somewhere in a cabin that can scarcely write a name. If she's saved, he isn't. You can't see right till you get right. See? No, you have no apprehension. Elijah and Elisha walking along the road together, and Elisha was going to be translated to heaven, see? And after a while, he got talking about it, and Elisha said to Elijah, "When you see me go up, you can wear my robe. If you see me when I go up." In other words, I'm going to be supernaturally translated. Now, if you can't see me when I'm translated supernaturally, you're not fit to be a preacher. You're not fit to be a prophet. You have to be able to apprehend, see? Over and over again, we read the Bible, "He hath eyes to see, let him see." Use your spiritual eyes. No trouble about it, if you got the right kind of eyes. "He hath ears to hear, let him hear." You can hear discord in a Christian meeting. That discord sort of makes it tough on you. It gets on your ears because you're spiritual. You can hear a preacher up in the pulpit preaching. You can sit back in the pew if you're a born-again Christian with spiritual ears. You can say, I wish he hadn't said it. What's the matter? He's off pitch. He hit the wrong note. It wasn't the note on the God's instrument of preaching. See? Yeah. "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Did you know that's one of the strongest statements in the world? Poor, blind men. PhDs in universities. Governors in state capitals. Senators in Congress. Kings on the throne. Blind. They don't even know which way God's going. They look at history through their eyes, and they look at conditions around them with the eyes of man. And they say, something wrong there. "But except a man be born again, he cannot see beyond all world conditions." He can't see God. Pure in heart see him. You can't see right if your heart's not right. Why we talk about this thing in this country. Nicodemus had to be born again. Couldn't see. Why, you can come to Bob Jones University, I think I hinted you once before, and stay here a year, 9 months, and be sort of irritated all the time because is there something here that's just exactly doesn't fit you? But the moment you are saved, you pass from death into life. Hey, you can breathe now. You can see now. You can hear now. You understand a little now. Didn't get all of it, but you got some of it. Go on, keep seeing, keep hearing, keep listening. And grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Poor, miserable men and women in the world. Churches filled up with them. Yeah, they go along anyway. Because they're blind. They can't hear. You boys and girls and men and women in Bob Jones University here, in the atmosphere where you learn to hear and learn to see and learn to understand and get a spiritual grasp. Oh, you can learn mathematics. Go to hell learning it. You can go in a scientific laboratory and do pretty well, maybe in some chemical test. Oh, yeah, you can read classical literature and even enjoy Shakespeare. But you can't hear heavenly music till you get a new nature. You cannot see the stars as well when you're a sinner as you can see the stars when you're born again. For the psalmist said, the heavens declare the glory of God. Yeah. The little flower that lifts its perfumed lips for the kiss of the morning becomes more beautiful. Man said to me, everybody's got his price. Preachers are preaching for money. Poor blind fool. That's what he'd have preached for if he'd been preaching. Listen, you can come to Bob Jones University, and the devil can blow one little cinder in your eye. Your spiritual vision can be blurred. You've got to have the right kind of eyes to see right. And maybe you can see a little outline of it. See? Where there's no vision, the people perish. Sooner or later, they perish. I told you students, I think, last year who were here about Paul Rader. Paul Rader was a great fellow, one of the great preachers of all times. He used to be a prize fighter. And Paul Rader said that he'd gotten to reading the Bible about vision. And he got down where he could see it. He said, you go into a ring with a fella for a prize fight. You've got to see the whole man. You've got to see his eyes, see his feet, see his hands. Said, he'll get you if you don't see the whole man. And Paul said, I learned in the prize fight in the ring. He fought 32 prize fights in the United States for his sake. He said, I learned what vision meant. Vision is seeing God's picture the whole. Part of the prayer. Pray without ceasing. Doesn't mean stay on your knees all the time. God has good sense. He gave you feet so you walk around. Yeah. But you can walk around with a prayer in your heart. You can go to the classroom with a prayer heart, and some of you ought to pray on your way that, God forgive me for not studying. Could have got that lesson if I hadn't been a lazy loaf of God forgive me and I'll start over again. Yeah. Pray without ceasing. Yeah. You can look around all the time. Yes, you can see God where you're blessed for the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The devil never produced a cloud so black and hung it above your head, but what it could have a rift in it so that you could see God if your heart's right. All the stars in the sky at night are little peak holes so which I can look up to the heavens and see God. Heart's right. Yeah. Well, there's no vision. You can't have spiritual vision till you have a regenerated heart. If you haven't got it, you better get it. Jesus told Nicodemus, said, you can't see. Yeah, you haven't been born again. I'm going to talk to you about that which is unseen to natural eyes. I'm going to tell you about things that are unseen to the natural eyes. Wait a minute. You can't see with the eyes of a scientist if you don't know a thing about science. You can't see with the eyes of a poet unless you have a poem in your heart. Poetic nature, so to speak. Yeah. You can't see Christ out of unconverted eyes. Only the pure in heart can see God. Jesus Christ came the noonday of heaven declaring he was the light of the world, and they said, let's get rid of him. Came crying, coming to you all the ends of the earth, me saved. They said, he's a blasphemer. Yeah. Some people saw him. Angel choir sang above him. Little children climbed up in his arms and seemed to love him because they didn't understand how a man could have the tenderness of a mother and the gentleness of a grandmother and the compassionate heart. Yeah. They said, never a man spake like he spake. And somebody said, you know, he must be something different than what anybody else. And then he said, blessed are the pure in heart, for you can see God. And get a vision. Yes, sir. Some of you got the sin of ambition in your eye. Listen, it's all right to have ambition if you're ambitious to be what God wants you to be and do what God wants you to do and live like God wants you to live. Nothing wrong with that kind of ambition. All right. If you got that kind, keep it and cultivate it. But if you're ambition to be somebody, that's what the devil put in the garden in the heart of Adam and Eve. Be somebody on your own. First baby they had was a murderer. They left that slimy trail in the garden as they walked out, cast out by Almighty God. Wait a minute. I'm just wondering if everybody here is right with God. I hope so. Listen, you better do some heart searching. I don't want to throw you off. If you're right, God bless you. But let's get the right view of things. You can't see. You can't see unless you have eyes. And you have to have the right kind of eyes when you have eyes. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. He that hath eyes to see, let him see. Except a man be born again, he cannot see. If there's one person in this house today that's not born again, you are blind. You can't see spiritual values. You're blind. Pure in heart see God. Where there's no vision, the people perish. Now, vision is better than a little baby's look at a mother's face. Little baby gets to recognize mother. And then after a while, maybe you sort of recognize daddy. And then recognizes and grows up a little more, some little children he plays with. And time passes, and he gets where he can begin to see things in the classroom as he grows older. You may not be a grown-up Christian, but if you're a Christian, you have the right eyes, and you can grow up. If you have the right ears, and you are, if you're a Christian, you can grow up. But your growth is spiritual, is dependent on what you do. Yeah. You got to have some spiritual exercise. Got to speak up for Jesus in the dormitory when you have a chance. Got to talk up for him when you have an opportunity to speak to a sinner. Got to read the Bible. Got to hear. Jesus said, oh, he will have ears to hear. Hear, no use to talk to the deaf. Yeah. They that know God hear us. You can go anywhere in this country and preach the gospel. Be reasonable and sensible and a Christian gentleman. And they'll begin to drop in and listen if they're saved. And you folks in Bob Jones University whose ears are not attuned to what I'm saying this morning, it's not your ears that are the trouble with you. It's a little something in the heart. You have to have the right kind of heart to see right. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Yeah. They can see him in the classroom when you're studying, and the effort of teachers is making to help you. You can see it in chapel when you come here. Can you see? except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And after you get born again, if you don't watch out, the devil will get a little sin in your eye. And you have to get some heavenly high water to get it out. We confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The devil's carriage passed and got a cinder in your eye maybe just before you left home. You want to see, you can sort of see a little, but not clear. If you will come clean with God, you can see clearly. You can't see everything. There are things so far away that you can't see them clearly. But you can see God. Call him Father, know what you mean. And see Jesus with the eyes of the soul and call him Savior. You know, I just wonder if you're right with God. That's been a concern of mine the last 2 or 3 days. I don't know anything. I'm just wondering if we are trying to fit in. They're saying, I want to fit in. Well, God bless you. I congratulate you on that. But you can be a misfit because you've got something in your life that's wrong. Some false ambition. Now, I want every head bowed and every eye closed just a minute. You know, I often search my own heart. I often now, as an old man, search my heart alone. I'm proud of Bob Jones University. But I say, am I proud of it because I founded it? Do I take pride in it, that? Well, I put a lot of sweat and blood in it. The president of the school started off here as a school. He struggled all these years, even as a student. Now president. Bob the Third has come along. All the rest of them. But I find myself asking a question. Am I proud of the school because it's God's school? Or because I found it? You know the devil's a pretty smart old boy. If I could make the school somebody else found better than this one, I'd do it. That's my answer to the devil. But of all things, we want this thing kept spiritual. And I'm not saying this day because I observe anything very serious. Don't misunderstand me. I think things are in pretty good condition. But I just wonder, this many folks, nearly every year, somebody comes along. Now, I want every one of you that can say this with your head bowed, eyes closed, don't anybody look around anybody else now. You just look at yourself and don't tell a story. I want to know how many of you can say, Bob Jones, I know I've been saved. And I know that much. Hold your hand up. Now take your hand down. Now how many can say, as far as I know, there's nothing between me and God. I'm not holding on to anything. As far as I know, between me and God. Now if you can say that and say it honestly, now just quietly stand, but don't stand. Don't open your eyes, but don't stand as you say it honestly. Now be careful now. Be careful. Be careful. Now keep your head bowed and your eyes closed. Somehow I felt like I made a sinful proposition the other day, but I just somehow felt on my heart again this morning. I want us to be sure. Now there are a few of you seated. How many of you folks who are seated can say, well, I have been saved. But I'm not in fellowship with Jesus Christ like I want to be. I want to be all out for him. I know I've been saved. And if there's anything in my life I'm holding out on him, I'll surrender it right here now, God helping me. You stand up, I say. That's right, get right up. Anybody else, stand right up. That's right, God bless you. That's right. Get right up. Anybody else anywhere, stand right up. Now, I wonder if there's anybody here that can say, well, I can't say I've ever been saved. I can't say that I've ever been saved. But I believe that Jesus died for me. And here in this chapel service this morning, the best I know how, I'm going to trust him and give my heart to him. I can't see anybody seated but it's hard in this building. But I just wonder if there's just one here. Somebody maybe couldn't see. Maybe you've been trying to fit in here and having a hard time.
Well, you can say, I want to be sure about it, and I can't say I know it, but I believe Jesus died for me. And right now, right where I am, the best I know how, I'll trust Him this morning. You stand up as anybody. I can't see all over the building. Somebody may have stood. I don't know, but you had a chance to do it. I think I saw one fellow stand. Anybody else? Just stand up if you did. Now, we who are Christians, let's dedicate our lives anew to God this morning. We've already done it. Now, Heavenly Father, we were young one time. We know that what battles these young folks have to find. Some are waking home. Problems come up. We remember, Lord. We're in this world, but thank God if we have Jesus Christ, we have a title to mansions in the sky. And even if this world is old, the world hasn't anything to offer us that can satisfy us. But we thank thee it's not all. Now, Lord, help all of these boys and girls, men and women, here today, to dedicate themselves anew to God. Lord, I want to thank you for helping me feel better physically, clearing up my mind. Thou knowest what infection I've had and what my condition's been. But I thank you, Lord. And if I can do anything for your work in the future, I want to do it. You saved me, I was 11 years old. Thank you for what you're doing through the faculty, through the executive, through the president, his assistant, all the rest of them. Pour out the Spirit of God on this school as it's never been poured out before. And may from now of Christmas be the most wonderful period we've ever had. Faithful to God, right through, go right on down the road. Help us to be true and fill us with the Holy Spirit. And lead us along the line of our purpose. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.